Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Good morning. Is this Hillman?
Yes, yes, it is, Jeff.
Okay. I sent you a picture of a girl.
Yeah.
That looked similar to Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
And you were supposed to do your investigation and find out what her mailing address was, or her email, or her phone number, and you didn't come through.
What?
Sick and tired of you guys. The last time you came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
And now,
I need my glasses.
Broadcasting live from beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Then they brush it through each and every time.
We're not a bunch of Cheech and Chong stoners.
And streaming live at WAAF.com and the WAAF app.
Your dad may live in Minnesota, but daddy lives right here in Stowe, all right?
That's completely inappropriate.
This
is like softcore porn.
Is.
There is a belief in this country that no one is above the law. And that includes
the Hillman Morning Show.
And for that, I'm sorry.
And you're forgiven.
How could someone just endure people coming and berating you every week?
With Captain Cable Greg Hill.
In my opinion, there's just like sex and pizza, there's no bad television.
In no world whatsoever is that okay.
Next question.
The possibly concussed Lyndon Byers.
I just love people.
I mean, he has concussions pretty much. I mean, we don't talk about it, but he does have concussions.
Socially awkward newswoman Danielle.
From a very young age, she went to sportscaster's camp.
What?
Dudes in porn is not sexy. Sorry.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Yeah, that's right. Take it, Brenda!
What's between your legs doesn't define who you are.
Next question.
And the always creepy Mike Hsu.
Creeping is not against the law.
My stand-up act was based mostly on material derived from watching old episodes of Star Trek.
Next question.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
This is a, as the government has said many times, a priceless national treasure.
I think it's totally ridiculous. Everybody thinks so.
Aw, give Daddy a kiss. Daddy worked hard all day.
Thank you for your cooperation.
Next question.
My philosophy is, why start on time the last week here at WAAF if you haven't actually started on time for 29 years?
Well, that's my motto.
Is that your motto, LB?
Yeah, my motto is late is good.
Well, welcome to your show and your, the final week of broadcasting here on WAAF.
Yes.
I think there are countless things that we need to address, talk about, replay. I noticed over the weekend, Hsu, that you're having trouble deciphering the writing and the spelling of our former producer and the way in which he documented many of the audio pieces that we have assembled over the last 29 years.
I would not call it writing.
It's hieroglyphics or something like that.
Some kind of
scratching, chicken scratch or something
alien
like that.
Pattern. Yeah.
I should have used that excuse.
But your handwriting's neat.
I'm dyslexic. Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, but that was your excuse, LB. Your excuse was always that you couldn't read your own writing in your sports
report. Is that dyslexic or dyslexia?
I think they call it penmanship or something like that.
who learned how to write?
I will give you the number, 617-764-9223, or you can text with your comment anytime over the next 4 hours. I know that there are lots and lots of things floating around out there about who decided to do what, when someone decided to do something, why somebody decided to do something. So I'm certainly happy to discuss all of that at any time throughout the show this morning, and to certainly relive, if we can find any glory moments, any glory moments from this show's history, I'm certainly happy to relive those as well throughout the day here today and all week long. So let's see. I gave out the number. I gave out the text line. I'll give you the weather. Today's weather, it's going to be sunny and 86 today. Right now, it is 70 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. Here's an immediate call to replay the Jeffrey Epstein, Cindy Crawford phone call that occurred on the show several years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember that guy who was trying to track down the photo of Cindy Crawford or the person that looked like Cindy Crawford something online?
Yes, he started the intro this morning, which was from, I believe, last year.
Yeah.
Or 2017, June of 2017.
We could perhaps play that whole phone call if we can find it.
I'll see if we can find that.
If we want to.
Yeah.
I don't believe, just in case you're wondering, I don't believe it's been confirmed that that's Jeffrey Epstein.
Right,
no.
Right, correct.
But it's highly possible.
It's a good chance.
Yeah. This is Ed. Ed, good morning.
What's going on, Greg?
What's up, Ed? What's happening?
Hey, kid. You guys are leaving. What's going on?
So, Ed, I don't know if I have should I talk about it right now? Should I tease it? I mean, I don't know. How much
teasing it would be great. You should tease it all the way to Friday.
Yeah.
Should I tease it?
The longest tease ever.
Yes, I should do it.
At 9:50
on Friday. I'll tell you what, let me tease this. At 9:50 on Friday, I will address why this show is moving to another frequency in our building.
Moving to another frequency. Okay, so I can still get you.
Yes, Ed. When I've been reading some of the comments over the weekend, I've been somewhat confused because you can still, if you choose 93.7, you would be able to hear Danielle, myself, and others. Or if you stay right here at 107.3, you would be able to hear Mark Shue and Lyndon Byers.
Can I change my name back to Mike?
Oh, you want to change your name back to Mike for the new show?
After we're done, yeah. After.
Oh, actually, I think it's supposed to be, no disrespect, but I think it's supposed to be Byers and Company in the afternoon.
Yeah. Oh, is it? Okay, not, right.
It's not, no. I think Byers gets.
It's Michael and Byers.
Michael and Lyndon would be the name of the afternoon show. Michael.
That sounds like a really.
God, man, you're killing me. Mrs. Shue didn't say a word about
it. Oh, you bastard!
Oh, it's Cumberbatch.
That's a long way to go.
Oh my goodness. Well, you all have a great day. I'm relieved I'll still be able to hear your comedians.
Yes. Absolutely.
You make me laugh so much. I'm not kidding. I drive in a freaking tractor truck.
Whoa!
Sorry. Right then.
All right. He didn't drop the full S box.
It sounded like he did to me. Yeah. Just to be safe, so you don't get $1 million fine on your last week, and say, "See you later." TNC, baby.
I can't believe you had the dump out of Cumberbatch to start the show at 6:08 this morning.
Should dump the whole call.
Let's see. Here's a 207 text that is from the continent of Maine. Yeah, buddy. Which says, should I tease it? That's why we love you. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a very important question. I begin on the new station on July 29th. So this texter says, wait a second, does that mean Greg gets another week of vacation? Well, yes, there is a quick week of vacation in there between gigs. Absolutely.
That was the deal, another 100 days.
Let's see, 978 text, wait, so the show is ending in a week. Well, that kills the tease. I mean, I don't know what to tell you right now. It's that kills the tease. But
you're killing everyone right now.
This is Mark. Hello, Mark.
Good morning, morning show.
What's happening, Mark?
Oh, I don't like change. I'm a 30-year-old man, and I've been listening to you since I was about two with my dad.
Yes.
you're dividing the show in half, right? LB and Mark Hsu are going to stay on AAF, and you and Danielle are going to EEI?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, geez. Yes. All right, I'm going to have to switch back and forth every morning now.
It's the divide and conquer philosophy, but I think it would be okay if either one, Hsu or LB, wanted to come down every morning, come in here every morning to Brighton, pop in for a few minutes.
Oh.
Maybe LB, quick sports minute in the morning. And then,
well, I should still do it at, what, 7:10 and 9:10?
Just pop in and do it.
Divide and conquer strategy in that sense only works when you have a double-sided buffet. When they're like, you can take the plate and go around the other side. We're like, we got the first spots. We got the first four spots.
All right. Well, here's the number. I certainly would be interested in if you were able to suggest something that we would replay from the last 29 years, almost 29 years of the show. What would that be? You can call with that. You can call with all your questions. I'll break down. I think there's some things that might that you might find interesting about this because you may be speculating. There's been a lot of speculating that's gone on, and you may not know the full inside scoop on everything. So I'm happy to talk about all of that. I'm happy to hear what you have to say during your Hillmail voicemail message that you might leave right now or anytime before 8 on this number, 617-779-5463. That's the Hillmail voicemail message number, 617-779-5463. And Hillmail voicemail messages coming up at 8, and the rest of it, We will discuss in a moment here at WAAF.
Want to be the first to get concert announcements, info about WAAF contests, or find out when your favorite rock star will be stopping by the studio?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just select WAAF push notifications from the freeradio.com app. Because it sucks to feel left out.
Hey guys, Greg Hill here. How are you celebrating America this summer? Fireworks, barbecues, wearing your red, white, and blue? Well, here's another way you can rep the U.S. of A. Sleep on a MyPillow. All my pillows are manufactured right here in America in Minnesota. So get one for your lake house, the beach, your condo in the city, wherever you're celebrating America. Sleep proud and sleep well with my pillow. Premium my pillows form to your body and stay that way. So no more tossing and turning. You'll fall asleep and you'll stay there. And as an American who loves to save money, here's a pro tip. Use promo code WAAF and get a 2-pack of my pillows premium pillows for $69.98. That's just $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAAF or call 800-928-4087. You're a hardworking American and you deserve a great night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-928-4087.
Would you like to earn more from your checking account? Then check out Lemonster Credit Union's free high-interest checking. When you're a member of the LCU family, you're somebody who deserves free checking that pays you interest. Stop by your neighborhood branch or visit us online at lemonstercu.com to open your free high-interest account today. Lemonster Credit Union, you're somebody. Member MSIC, federally insured by NCUA.
Appearing at the Worcester Palladium Outdoors, Sunday, August 4th, WAAF presents Killswitch Engage. And Clutch. And don't miss special guest, All That Remains. Sunday, August 4th at the Worcester Palladium Outdoors. Tickets on sale now at eventbrite.com. And don't miss Papa Roach, Saturday, August 10th at the Palladium.
For veterans, life after military service is hard. At Project New Hope, support and healing is available to all peacetime or wartime veterans of all branches and rankings. Project New Hope gives New England vets the tools to heal, providing the chance at a full life without judgment, at no cost, thanks to their generous donors. Learn about Project New Hope, their retreats, events, and other support programs. Visit ProjectNewHopeMA.org. Start the journey toward a fuller life. Visit ProjectNewHopeMA.org. Project New Hope, where veterans rebuild with honor.
Mitsubishi. This is Kevin Mitchell from Mitchell Mitsubishi in Danvers. Every day, I hear nightmare stories about car buyers that purchase low-quality cars from even lower-quality dealerships. Just because you have bad credit doesn't mean that you have to settle for a bad car. Right now, during the credit amnesty event at Mitchell Mitsubishi in Danvers, if you have $500 down and you make at least $2,000 a month, you can be approved for a brand new car starting at just $13,900 with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Most importantly, you'll have peace of mind knowing you and your loved ones are safe in a quality vehicle you can trust. Come see me, Kevin Mitchell, during the Credit Amnesty event at Mitchell Mitsubishi on 114 in beautiful Danvers, Mass., just minutes from Saugus, Linfield, and Boston. Call today, drive today, 978-774-4040, or apply online at MichoMitsubishi.com.
Here's a list of things I don't want, but you want me to want. I don't want your tasteless tofu. I don't want grain bowls. And I don't appreciate you wanting me to want to grill a plant that's pretending to be meat. What I do want is a juicy KM Natural Casing Frank. And I don't just want you to want one for me. I want you to want one for you. Come on, eat a hot dog. KM, crafting the finest meats for four generations.
Now through July 16th, join Planet Fitness for $1 down, $10 a month, no commitment. Home workouts? Not working out? Leave the gym to us. Join in club or at planetfitness.com. Ends July 16th. See club for details.
I'm attorney John Heyman. As a member of the motorcycle community for over 30 years, I know, even when riding in the right, accidents still happen. If you've gone down, we'll pick you up. Call 1-800-HEYMAN or visit HeymanLaw.com.
Calling all automotive technicians. Lux Auto Plus is looking for a few great technicians so they can keep up with their customer service promise and their huge workload. Lux needs you. If you have experience and you're looking for a change, call Brian or Jay at Lux Auto Plus, 508-276-0800, or you can stop by at 525 Washington Street in Auburn. That's right on Route 20. And just ask for Brian or Jay. Lux Auto Plus is Mistress Carrie approved.
The decision to put hardwoods on your floor actually isn't all that hard, because the Home Depot has Bruce Plano Marsh Oak Solid Hardwood Flooring at a new low price of just $289 a square foot. It was $379. Your floors will give you the great look you want now and a boosted resale value later when it's time to sell your home. Today is the day for doing and for adding value with Bruce Plano Hardwood Flooring for just $289 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through August 4th.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Well, we had so much fun last time. We're doing it again this Thursday night. It is the baseball draft craft beer night at the Worcester Bravehearts at their home, Hanover Insurance Park at Fitton Field, just off of 290 in beautiful Worcester. Easy to get to, parking absolutely free, and the craft beer starts flowing at 5:30. You get your 3-ounce sample glass. You get tickets good for 15 samples when you buy your beer ticket. And food is available there, so you don't have to worry about that. And they got some awesome brews, just like last time. Wormtown's going to be there. Sam Adams, Harpoon, Three Cross, Spencer Abbey, Carlson Cider, Sweetwater. And that's just a few. There's going to be a lot more. So get your tickets right now, WorcesterBravehearts.com, or you can call 508-438-3773. That's 508-438-3773. Two of my favorite things, beer and baseball together Thursday night
over there at Fit and Field in Worcester. It's the Draft Craft Beer Night at the Worcester Bravehearts. It's presented by the Greater Good Brewing Company of Worcester.
It's Monday on the Hillman Morning Show, and we want to remind you that when it comes to ridiculous news, we are your number one source.
I am good at three things: fighting, screwing, and reading the news. Now, I've already done one of those today, so what's the other one gonna be, huh?
Now, back to today's Hillman Morning Show.
Well, I think the good news about using this week to say goodbye to WAAF is that every single one of the most hated callers from the bracket will have a chance to check in yes. and be on.
Great.
Sure. One of whom is on the phone right now.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if I'm going to go to him yet or not. I revealed it's him, so you know it's not Shannon. Was Shannon the only female in the most hated? Oh no, Vicky was.
Yeah.
Vicky was also there.
Yeah, Shannon didn't make the bracket.
She didn't make the bracket.
No.
Okay. All
right. We enjoy her book club selection.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
Shannon's
yeah.
sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shannon's
yeah.
always been very, very nice.
Yeah.
Shannon's nice.
So is Vicky.
Let me see what Brian has to say. Brian, good morning.
What's going on, morning crew?
What's up? What's up, Brian?
Hey, Greg, I just wanted to ask you, did you take notes from your boy Don Swoop Sweeney about press conference hearings? Because Friday afternoon, I just want to take a little bit of issue up with that because you
yes.
tell us on Friday afternoon
yes.
that this all is going down and then we have to wait the whole weekend. So what? All you can do is blow up Twitter,
yep.
make fun of people,
yep.
berate people, and now we have to figure it out? I mean, come yep. on, guy.
Yeah. No, you are correct. I learned that from Don Sweeney and every major sports franchise in our city. In fact, several previous governors as well.
Yeah.
If you're going to release bad news, release it on a Friday afternoon in the summer.
Very
when
mm-hmm.
people are already on their way to the yeah. Cape and mm-hmm. everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. And, yes. and just a caller correction.
Yes.
It's Sweeney Dog. Don Sweeney
Dog Sweeney.
Sweeney.
Bob
Swoop.
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 Sweeney. Sweeney.
Swooper.
This, so many. This is Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. I just want to say good luck on your new venture. I've been a regular caller for the last 20 years, and I just want to point out, Stink of Life, that if Spaz would have just stuck it out, I'm sure he would have ended up with a big fat raise out of this that he's not going to get. And I also want to know how, when he found out you were doing this, did he beg and plead on his knees to have him go with you guys?
Let me just say this. He will be, I believe, arriving here in about half an hour or 40 minutes. Fact.
Well, is it okay if I violate the regular rule to call back again so I can rip on him like I used to?
Yes, yes. You can absolutely, absolutely do that.
How do you think we roll over here?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
It's going to be like anarchy with the callers this week.
Here is Scott from Weymouth. Yes, hello, Scott.
Good morning, sir.
What's happening?
Good morning, show.
What's up, Hello. Scott?
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, Boston.
What's up? What's going
Greg,
on?
Greg, I'm going to touch a few points in 55 seconds, kid.
You have all the time you need, Scott.
Hey, be careful what you say.
Yes,
I'll
yes.
talk for an hour.
Yes. Yes.
All right. First of all, the theme song for today's show should be by my favorite band that I hope you are going to follow through and get me backstage to Alice in Chains.
Yes.
Is over now.
Yes.
Great song. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yes.
All right. Now, if I could repeat a call I made about a year ago about teasers, you were talking about teasers in the yes. opening segment.
Yes.
Now, when you go out with your friends and you have dinner, this is the same call I made a year ago. Now, do you sit down and with everybody and say, coming up in 10 minutes, we are going to order drinks, and at approximately 9 o'clock, we will order appetizers, and at 9:30, we will put in our entree order. All right, quick point there. I don't know. I think it's funny. Greg, let's get to the meat here.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense to me, and I'm sure there's more going on than I know. But you remember as a kid having a water balloon in your hand? If you squeeze the bottom, the top gets big. Then you squeeze the top, the bottom gets big.
Yes, yes.
It's under Entercom. So they're basically going to make one show better on the EEI.
Yes.
But they're going to deplete this show. So I don't get what their end game is. I don't get it. And I'm sure, like I said, that there's more to it than I know. But I don't get it. So AAF's ratings are going to sink, and EEIs are going to go up. What's their point? Please don't dump. I'm not done.
No, I'm not going to dump. First of all, I don't know that it. I don't know why you would assume it is a given that the ratings of this station would not stay the same or get better.
Who's going to host the morning show?
I don't think they know yet.
Well,
I don't think...
Hey, I'm out of work, just so you know. So... I'm available.
And you will continue to be.
I met last night. I was out at a bar, Greg, surprisingly, right?
Yeah.
So it's amazing how... I don't realize how far-reaching your show is. So I don't go out and promote my... Oh, I'm Scott from... No. Yeah. But we're talking to this dude about music and Alice and concerts, and I go, do you listen to AAF, the morning show? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, oh, I'm actually a regular caller. And then there's a girl in between us, and she goes, oh, yeah, I love that show. I go, oh, I call almost three times a week. I'm Scott from Weymouth. They both dropped their fork. They go, you're kidding me. The girl took my picture. It's hysterical. And she goes, you're Scott? Oh, my God, I love when you call. Every time I ask somebody, am I really annoying? Because I'm kind of insecure about it.
Yeah.
They go, no. They go, that's just a shtick. You're great.
Yeah.
So anyway, I promised, if you don't mind, Greg, a rando dang, this girl, she was so cute, actually. Yeah. She wanted me to promote something for her. Can I do that real quick?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Her name's Alyssa.
Yeah.
And Annie's Pure and Simple all-natural cleaning products you can find on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Annie's Pure and Simple. It's made in Weymouth.
Okay.
So I told her I would do that, and that's about it. In closing, Greg.
Yes.
I'm going through a rough little spot here, as I tweeted Danielle. How you doing, Danielle?
I'm good, buddy. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I can't do the dang guy.
Oh, no, LB cannot get... LB's not going
to... Self-promotion?
No.
Guy's groveling. Are you kidding me?
LB's not giving you a ding.
Hold on. So, yeah, not that anyone cares. I don't know why I'm saying this, but my cousin passed away at 43. I had the wake last night, and I got the funeral this morning.
Sorry to hear about that, Scott.
Thank you, buddy.
All right. Thank you for calling. I don't know. First of all, I don't know. He wanted a rando ding for a chick that he met at a bar.
Trying to get a date that you're promising some chick at a bar.
Well,
that
he, you know.
No, I'll get you a rando ding.
At least
ding
he's trying.
Tomorrow.
You know, he's trying. I don't know really where to begin with all this. I will say that maybe the best place to begin is a timeline. And I can probably dispel something that some have been speculating about right off the bat, which is that, and I think it's okay to talk about all of this stuff, Mark Shue, on the public airwaves. Am I allowed to talk about your desires and...
My transition?
Your transition. Am I allowed to talk about that? Yes. So
yes.
I would say probably a full... I don't know, 3 months ago, maybe? When was that? Was that three months ago?
Yeah.
3 months ago, I would say, Mike came to me and said that he was not a fan of rising early in the morning.
I mean, who is?
And that his contract was going to be up in June.
Mm-hmm.
And that he would like to be the afternoon host here at WAAF.
That's exactly how it went down.
Is that the way it went down?
And Greg went, I think you should do it. He was nothing but positive.
Yeah.
I'm sick of your crap.
Yep.
And, you know, I was going to have you fired and sent to a listening station in Alaska, as the line goes. And but yes. I'm glad to get you out of my hair.
Yes.
You know.
So I think that there are some who do not necessarily understand why people are staying. This is a radio, WAAF is a radio station that, I don't want to speak for Mark Shue, but I assume you love this radio station.
I do. I love it here.
You love it here.
I grew up, as you did, listening to this radio station.
You love music.
I love music. I love the music they played.
You love music.
And it was a dream to work here, and I want to try to continue that dream.
Yeah.
Was this all via memo? Because I haven't got a memo.
He didn't come to you and tell you his desires, his deepest desires.
No, I haven't really got a memo.
You want a memo?
So
did you get the memo? We got to talk about your TPS reports, LB. Yeah,
you got to staple those.
So then it would be shortly thereafter in which the management of this company. Now we work for a company just like you do. I think that everybody can relate to at their job when the boss comes and says, "This is what we envisioned for you in your future." I think most people say, "Okay, tell me about it and let's discuss it." I have been fortunate to work here, not only on the air. I've been at this radio station, this one radio station, since I was 18 years old in 1986, believe it or not.
Can I just say that's an anomaly
in
this business? Most people in radio crisscross the country.
Yes.
You and Mistress Carrie, having two people at this station,
the
only radio station you work for that long, that is very uncommon. Well, and I got to give you huge credit for that because that
don't.
Doesn't happen.
Actually, don't.
Oh, no.
Because,
do you have naked pictures of Bruce Mittman?
No. It's,
God.
If,
Smuggy, put your pants on.
If you pay attention to any of the keyboard hardo experts on Twitter, it's shocking that I've been here that long because I don't have any ratings. Yeah. The show has
no
ratings.
Right.
I have no ratings.
Right.
And so the it's a very difficult thing to decide if you've been at one place for a number of years and you love the radio station and you love the people. It's a very difficult thing to decide. However, I also think that in life, you don't get the opportunity to at a certain age, of which I'm an ancient 52 years old, to take on new challenges and to I get it. I completely get. A lot of people on Instagram over the weekend were saying that change sucks and people hate change and I get all that. But there have been, you know, Danielle sent me a text the other day about how the number one question/complaint that we receive on the text line from angry texters on this show is why don't you guys fix your signal so that we can hear you in Boston?
You still can't hear us?
You will now be able to hear Danielle and I on 93.7 starting on July 29th on a full signal. This is Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hey, I just heard that the Him and Morty show is going to be going to another station, except for Mike Shue.
Yes. No, Mike Shue and LB, it's going to be Byers and Company in the afternoon.
Lyndon and Michael.
Lyndon and Michael in the afternoon.
Smooth favorites.
It's an afternoon massage.
I just want to say, Mike Shue, I'm really happy that you're going to be having your show back on the afternoon.
Well, thanks.
I just want to say that. Sorry about that.
No,
it's okay. Fine. That's great.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Please tune in. Please.
Right.
What are you talking about, kid? We're dynamite.
We're going to explode. That's for sure.
Are you starting in afternoons on July 29th?
Had previously scheduled a day off.
What? What for? What?
What?
It was really
nothing. Just my daughter's birthday. But you know.
So will it be just LB on the 29th?
No, that's right. Just LB.
That's my partner. He's a genius. Yeah. My first day is a day off.
Here's a 508 text that says, "I was very upset at first when I heard this news, but now I feel like it's a best of both worlds. Listen to Greg in the morning and Shu in the afternoon."
Oh, awesome. Right. Thank you.
Here's a text, 339 text that says, "Stop the BS. It's all about the Benjamins."
No.
I don't know what that.
Well, that's how the world works.
Yeah.
I mean, when people say that. I'm like, what do you get up and go to work for? For fun?
Right? Yeah. For the love of it. Some people do it.
I can't wait to get to work to say hi to my boss this morning.
Some people do it for the love of the game, LB.
Yeah, okay.
It's like 300. Yeah.
If you're a pro athlete.
Let's see. This is Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, kid.
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's the format going to be for the new station? For like, are you going to do any sports?
I will probably
more
do
more often and talk about Bestie too.
I'll talk about that. So I don't see the new show being much different than this show, because this show has been successful on this station, which is a signal disadvantaged station. So therefore, I believe this show would be successful on a full signal station, mm-hmm. and quite frankly could be even more successful.
Well, that just call Bestie, he'll call in.
I mean, you might have him in live. I liken it to this. This show has been for, you know, a long time, a talk show on a rock station. So from time to time on this show, we talk about rock. Yes, we talk about food, and we talk about anything that is of interest on any particular day. However, I think on that show, we would do our normal program, and then we would talk about sports. So
Talk about sports, yes, because the people on Twitter this weekend told me that because I have a vagina, I couldn't possibly know anything about sports.
Well, that does not sound nice.
Okay,
that's not
like a,
that
I just wanted
seem,
to check.
That doesn't seem like a nice thing to say. That does not seem like a nice thing to say to you, Danielle.
Yeah, and the people might want to pull it out. She's a diehard Bruins fan.
Thanks, buddy.
That's right. Let's see. Here's a text that says, my new morning drinking game will be taking a shot every time Greg says the WAAF call letters or phone number on WEEI. Yes, that is going to happen. All right, let's see. Let me talk to Bill. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, Greg, how are you?
How are you, Bill?
Well, first thing I want to say, congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you.
And it's going to be a pleasure to have Mike Shue in the afternoons, other than the other two people that were on there previously. but that being said, I think one of the biggest benefits of your show relocating to WEEI is we all know the generosity of your listeners, right?
Yes.
How much more do you think the Jimmy Fund is going to get now when all of us are now listening to some of the stories that have been on EEI on the telethon that we normally wouldn't hear?
I would hope that is a benefit of this, and that, you know, what that station and everybody there has done with that Jimmy Fund telethon is extraordinary. And so I would absolutely hope that it makes a huge difference. I mean, it's been amazing radio. It's been, I know, for, I was talking with Glenn Ordway last night, and I know that for Glenn and everybody else who works there, that it is a huge part of what they enjoy doing there. So mm-hmm. I hope that it is a benefit, and that our listeners, the WAAF Hillman Morning Show listeners that choose to come over and listen, will make a difference there. Absolutely. Let's see. This is Derek, the Steelers fan. Hey. Good morning, Derek.
Good morning, everybody.
What's happening?
Hi,
what's up, Derek?
Oh, nothing, I guess, right?
What's up? Nothing big.
At the risk of being like Scott from Weymouth right now, I really don't know where to start.
Yeah.
I grew up listening to AAF my whole life.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm 44 years old. I've listened to you since I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, before it gets glossed over, it should be pointed out that Mike Shue is probably one of the most talented guys in Boston radio. He's been on every show on this station.
Yes.
He's done news. He's produced. The guy's a talent. I do want to say that because I, you know, obviously I'm more of a sports driven person, but Mike Shue's a good man.
Thanks, Fact. Man. Fact. Appreciate that,
That's
Derek.
That, you know, some of us, like, I've gone back to the Bill the Intern days, you name it. I've grown up on this show. And Hilldog, you're going to do fine no matter where you go. That's for sure. And LB?
Yeah.
I love you, brother. I love you, kid.
I'll try not to tear you down. Okay?
Well, hey,
I'll tell you know what?
When this first broke, the LB haters were all licking their chops like you were, you know, out on the street and you're going to, like, you know, become a bag man. And here you are, kid. You survived. You're with Mike Shue in the afternoon. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, LB's basically a bag man. He just he has a job. He comes into work.
You know, oh, I thought you were talking about his bag.
But the real point, Gregory.
Yes.
And the real question is, now that you're going to be taking over the duties of, you know, that weekly interview with some quarterback that we all may know.
Yes.
Will you still take my call?
Of course I will. I think that the WEEI listeners will love you, Derek, the Steelers fan. I think they will love you.
Well, the fanboys do need, you know, something to kind of teeter them off so they don't, you know, lose it every day with how great they are because it's their team and, you know, they hate us and because we ain't us and all that. But bear in mind, pretty, absolutely, without question, the most sensitive professional athlete this town's ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be careful because I do love the show, mm-hmm. and I will be listening,
mm-hmm.
but I know how he gets, and he'll squash me like a bug,
no.
I'm sure.
No, he will not. No, he will not. He will not be able to do that. Derek, I thank you for your support. I thank you for your calls. You bring incredible content, and I look forward to speaking to you on 93.7 in a couple of weeks.
You're the best, Hill Dog.
All right, Derek. Thank you. This is D. Good morning, D.
Morning, Greg.
What's up,
Good morning, D? Morning, Danielle. Hi. LB Shue.
Hey,
what's up?
So my question is, what's going to happen to the Hillman Foundation? Will you continue that?
Of course. We've donated over $2.6 million to local families. We're pushing close to the $3 million mark that will be donated, and it will continue on. I don't know why those who have supported it have been incredible, and I don't know why that would change. I hope it wouldn't change.
I hope it wouldn't either. I think it's one of the best parts about the program, but I'll be listening in the morning and then the afternoon because I'll miss LB and Shue too.
Oh,
well,
thanks.
See, you can get us two in the morning and you get these two in the afternoon. I think it's a
we'll
I
get you home.
I think it's
we'll get you home with a laugh.
A lot of texters, LB, want to know if you will you still be late in the afternoon, will the extra hours to get up, that'll help you a little bit, right?
I'll be able to roll out about 9:30.
9:30, that seems early. I feel like you should, you're going to hit the gym before you do the show, yeah.
I'll be all jacked up.
Oh, yeah.
Check me out in like 6 months, I'll be shredded.
Yeah, LB with nothing to do all day, showing up somewhere at 3 o'clock.
Mm.
How's that worked out in the past? Yeah, okay.
It's going to be fine.
We'll take wagers now.
Let's see. Here's a text that says, everyone is skipping the most important thing. The biggest pain in the ass is going to be changing all of your social media tags. Oh, yeah. I got to get a social media. Very, very important. Here's a text that says, did WEEI guarantee Game 7 tickets that WAAF couldn't provide?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, when it comes to games, the texter wants to know if I have to stay for every regular season Red Sox game through the end now.
Yeah.
I don't think I have to
do
that.
You do.
No, you do, bud.
I don't think I have to.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Well, you know, the best thing about being on EEI, kid, is you get the sports creds. You get two creds.
Oh, yeah.
So it's automatic free, go anywhere you want, do anything, you can stand anywhere.
Sure. Oh, you mean like the media pass?
Yeah. Yeah. You're automatic every game.
I mean, you know, I was.
You can go away, even away games.
Think about how much I'm going to save buying sports tickets because I've spent a small fortune in my life
on
tickets.
For mini golf?
Yes.
Greg, by the seventh inning stretch, the only place you'll be standing is your kitchen next to your island.
This is Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hey, All I gotta say is I'm not prepared for the complete dumpster fire of a show. It's gonna be every day this week.
it definitely will. Well, there's some stuff. I'll let you decide whether it's good or not. But there is some stuff that we have discovered in going through the last 28 years or so that we want to replay. I think over the weekend in a promo they were teasing the interview that we did on this show with the current president of the United States a good 7 or 8 years ago, in which I asked him if he would ever run for president or not.
Yeah.
So this morning, next hour, because I know everybody wants to talk, but next hour, at about 7:50 or so, I think we will play that best of moment with Donald Trump from many, many years ago. I think he basically says he's not really a Republican either, if I remember the interview correctly. We'll do that at about 7:50 this morning, and I'm absolutely up for playing anything you want from the last 28 years. Like a texter recommended, dude, you banging that boat. Mm-hmm. We can play that interview. Texter wanted to hear Spaz being pied with dog food in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
We can certainly do that. This texter wants the Hall & Oates interview that did not go well. Who was that?
That was just Daryl.
Yeah. That was Daryl.
Hall & Oates. But so all of that, whatever else you want to talk about, we'll do that as the last week for this show. With this configuration begins here at WAAF.
Your concert station, WAAF, wants to send you to the biggest shows of the summer.
Are you ready?
It's the WAAF Summer Tour 2019, featuring Iron Maiden, Papa Roach, Korn, and Alice in Chains, Breaking Benjamin, Aerosmith, Queen, and Adam Lambert. Knotfest, including Slipknot and Volbeat, The Black Keys, Lenny Kravitz, The Who, and more. We're giving away a pair of tickets to a different show every weekday, every hour, between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Plus, get bonus chances every weekend. Just listen for the WAAF tour bus to roll out. When you hear it, be caller 7 at 617-764-WAAF to score your pair. Be a part of the Summer of Rock, powered by Solar Wolf Energy. Learn more at solarwolfenergy.com. From your concert station, 107.3 WAAF. Find more info at WAAF.com.
You've waited all year for summer. Now it's here, and even better than you dreamed. Get to the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event today and drive away with the specially priced Mercedes-Benz. Go to mbusa.com/summer-event or visit your local dealer for a test drive.
There are no 50-year-olds playing pro football, only a couple of 40-year-olds playing pro basketball. And you know why? A man's body changes over time, and not for the better. But listen up. There's one change a man can reverse: his ED. Hi, I'm Chris, founder and CEO of Sempra Medical Group. At Sempra, we use an amazing technology called acoustic wave therapy to restore full function to many men ages ranging in their 30s to well into their 90s. But I'm not just the founder, I'm a customer too. I invested in acoustic wave therapy to solve my own ED, and it worked. It works, period. No hype, just the truth, guaranteed, or money back. Stop wishing, stop waiting, and do something about it at Sempra Medical. Let's talk this over man to man. Call us today, 508-955-5111. That's 508-955-5111. Call now, 508-955-5111.
Changing your car's oil should be three things: fast, simple, and done right. So at Advance, we're making getting everything you need to change your car's oil faster and simpler, with the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. You can get 5 quarts of high mileage Valvoline, Castrol GTX, or Pennzoil and a Purolator 1 oil filter for $26.99. Think ahead, think Advance, at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
It's Greg Hill. Who doesn't want lower energy bills? When I reached out to East Coast Metal Roofing to install the roof on the shack in Maine, one of the reasons I picked their product was because they're an Energy Star partner. Their aluminum shingles reflect radiant heat, reducing my energy bills. With their Beat the Heat summer program, East Coast Metal Roofing is giving WAAF listeners 10% off a new metal roof. Take my advice and give them a call, 844-611-ECMR, or visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com and tell them I sent you.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
An effective defense often hinges on sophisticated strategies, strategies relating to income tax projections, business valuations, spousal support claims. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men protect their financial interests, particularly in the face of complex asset division. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Boston area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 857-242-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in downtown Boston.
This summer, Planet Fitness is offering the Teen Summer Challenge. Now through September 1st, teens can get their sweat on in a healthy way and work out for free at Planet Fitness. See club for details.
That summer sun is hot, but Solar Wolf Energy can help you save some cold, hard cash. It's like Christmas in July. If your AC is costing you a ton of money every month, think about going solar. There's a 30% federal tax credit available right now to offset the costs of powering your home or business with solar energy. And I'm kind of like Santa Greg right now. Massachusetts has state incentives on top of that. I've met the team at Solar Wolf, and they know what they're doing. Learn more about rebates and the benefits of solar at SolarWolfEnergy.com.
You've dreamed and planned. Now you're ready to buy your first home, to put on that addition and get settled in, to make a house your home. And Cornerstone Bank will help you get there. Whether you're building, buying, or adding on, we have the mortgage products to fit your needs. Let's build your future together. Visit CornerstoneBank.com to get started today. Cornerstone Bank, built on trust. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 403295.
Chill 311 and Dirty Heads. July 18th, Xfinity Center, with special guests, The Interrupters, Dreamers, and Bikini Trill. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com.
All mixed up, you don't know what to do. Next thing you turn around,
311 and Dirty Heads together live.
I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
Before you expand it into the building next door, before you ship that 1,000th order, before you ship that first order, before you took that leap of faith, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. From ink and printers to paper at great prices every day. And right now, when you buy one HP ink cartridge, get the second one 30% off. Staples, here we get you there.
N72019, restrictions may apply. See store associate or staples.com/ink savings for details.
The Subaru Summer all-wheel drive away is happening right now. Make the most of sweet summertime in a brand new 2019 Subaru Impreza, starting at only $18,595. You can get details when you go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Equipped with symmetrical all-wheel drive and Starlink multimedia featuring Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, the Impreza will make this the best summer yet. Take your pick. The Impreza is available as a stylish four-door sedan or a sporty five-door hatchback. And wherever your next adventure takes you, you can choose the Impreza that fits your needs. Thanks to the Subaru Boxer engine, the Impreza supports your lifestyle by offering more miles for every gallon. Drive away in the all-wheel drive 2019 Subaru Impreza, starting at just $18,595. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And don't miss the Subaru Summer All-Wheel Driveway going on now through the end of this month.
Hey, Boston, this is Guy Fieri, and you're listening to The Morning Show. You know, the guy that doesn't want a steak overcooked, no mayonnaise on the hot dog, and you got to have an attitude about something. This is the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF.
Bittersweet. It's the last week for this show on this station. The show has been on the air with various different personalities as a part of it for nearly 29 years. The fall, I think someday in September, would be the 29th year for this show on this same radio station, WAAF. So it definitely is bittersweet, but I think that in the end, we all face change in our lives. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, change ends up, when you reflect back on it, being a good thing.
Sure.
It's hard to go through, but it ends up being a good thing. And of course, I was a texter just suggested, and I think it's a great idea, with Shu moving to afternoons on WAAF. When this change happens, you now have the opportunity for a perfect bit, which is called Rush Hour.
Oh, in which,
already planned out, sir.
In which you only play Rush songs all afternoon.
Well, the problem is they only gave me 20 minutes. And as you know, I mean, that's not going to be enough.
That's like one live Rush song.
That's ridiculous.
Let's see. This is, hold on a second. This is Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Joe. How's everything?
What's up? What's going on?
Not too much. You couldn't have said it any better how it is. It's bittersweet. I'm kind of excited for the change. But one thing that I'm personally concerned about, what's happening with our boy Stanley? Yo.
Well, a texter earlier said, unpopular question, who gets Donut Lassie?
Right.
And I think Donut Lassie can do whatever he wants.
He has free will.
He's a free agent. And should he want to stick around and do something here at WAAF, he can. And should he, would he like to make his way to the new frequency, he could certainly do that as far as I'm concerned. So... this is Steve in the truck. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Hey, Danielle. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thanks,
sorry,
buddy.
Last week.
You're the best.
But how do you not bring the world's greatest sports reporter to WEEI with you?
Well,
how do you do that?
I'm
glad you're going in a way because the reception's a little bit better because sometimes I'm in the truck and I don't get you. But
yes.
Somebody needs to bring back Spass. You guys are going up against Howie Carr and Jeff Cooner. We got a conference back and forth. So we need Spass. Okay? Chick-fil-A when he was in the chicken costume,
yes,
running through the mall.
Yes.
I mean, being hung from the goalpost. I mean,
yep.
How do you replace that stuff?
Spass is going to be here soon, I believe. I think he's coming by this morning.
Oh, nice.
To talk. Is he already here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's already here? It's 6:57. He's already here.
Just in case
here.
You need me, boss man.
He'll come in a little bit. And speaking of the greatest sports director ever in the history of sports, a texter is calling for a replay of the LB Super Bowl Cluster F interview audio.
Oh, yes.
Which we certainly can do in the course of replaying things from the previous 29 years. And did you find that already, Shu?
Yeah.
Oh, you're amazing.
Fast. That's what she said.
So, thanks, Danielle.
I think I'll let LB help tell it, but I believe the story is well documented. LB and I believe perhaps the first year, that 2001 year when the Patriots ended up making their way to the Super Bowl, and the entire region was beyond ecstatic. We went down to the Super Bowl to do a broadcast, and then we went to the Patriots Hotel to interview a bunch of the players for the show tomorrow.
That was awesome.
And LB was in charge of running the, at that time, it was a DAT machine where we were going to record all the interviews. And unfortunately, due to LB's lack of technical skills, the only thing, we did probably a good six or seven interviews with Bestie and Chatham and Teddy Bruschi. And, and it turns out that when we went back to review the audio, LB only had the DAT machine on for one part of it, and that was the mic check. And then after the mic check was done, he had shut it off.
Test 1-2, check, 1-2, on our way to do the interviews, get some Patriots guys for the show tomorrow, check. What happened was, at that time, I was physically challenged. I was
At that time.
I was bordering 300 pounds. And the very first interview was Lonnie Paxton.
Oh, yes.
Of our beloved Patriots, all around incredibly amazing human being and great football player.
Yes.
And he was sitting down. So I knelt down to do the interview, and my gut turned the volume of the recorder off. For the rest
of the interviews. All the rest of the interviews.
That was enough said. Yeah. Pretty much.
Good thing you got rid of that gut.
Yeah. Small 250 now, right, bud?
I'm under 250. I'm doing good. I'm pretty pumped with myself right now.
This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, I got three quick things. I just, you know, want to point out all the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.